Walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow. No map there, nor guide, nor voice sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land.
See, finding the right way. consciousness know no bounds.
Mr. White's White Flying Machine. Wasn't that wonderful, Les? That was Aisha, A-Y-S-H-E-A. She had her own television show.
Yes, that was essential billing back then in the 70s. Aisha's Liftoff. It ran for 141 episodes. It was the teen thing to watch. It was very much an extension of Jackie, wasn't it, I suppose?
But there she was with a band called The Syn, S-Y-N. And, of course, those Yes fans amongst you might well have noticed Chris Squire's bass playing on that particular tune.
Also, funny enough, the band at one time also included Pete Banks, who also played with Yes.
Yep. There is an album as well, but it's a longer, harder-edged version. And if we have time towards the end of the show, we may well go out with the LP version. We began with Brian Auger and the Trinity on RCA Records, and that was Just Me. Just You, a long meandering, was that Hammond organ there? I suppose it would have been, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very similar to the Doors, I thought.
Let's listen to the other side of the Brian Auger single. This one, actually, This is the A side of a single. I Want to Take You Higher, as originally done by Sly and the Family Stone. And talking of going higher, I noticed in Mr. White's White Flying Machine, she sang Mr. White Is Always High.
Thank you.
too much. I can't do it.
Oh, listen to the crackle. This is the actual vinyl single playing on the deck here. I've got another one of those coming up shortly. I'd really wanted to sing the same as on the Sly and the Family Stone version. Brian Auger.
I won't recount what we used to sing to that.
No, best not. Best not on the radio. So as I intimated, another extreme, I call this extreme vinyl now. This is Tony Back on Ad Rhythm Records. Never heard of Ad Rhythm. This is ADM507 working in the coal mine. So I apologise in advance for how this one sounds.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Thank you.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Live from the ballrooms at Searle's Caravanners Club, this is Chris Bent and Les Newman bringing you this week's new singles of the 8th of May 1970. It's still daylight, the curtains haven't been closed yet, but the organ has been pumped up. You know, I think we've played every Hammond organ type tune we're going to hear this particular week. Those last
were Leslie speakers.
And you'll know all about Leslie speakers, won't you, Les? we've just heard two singles on the Ad Rhythm label. It's like waiting for a bus. They all come at the same time.
Yeah, well.
First of all, it was Tony Back and Working in the Coal Mine. And then that was Keith Beckingham and Women in Love. This next one is going to be a particularly scritchy scratch. And, you know, we've had to dig so deep in the car boot bargain bucket this week. Tony,
well, he was going to play Zertan with that lot. It sounded like it.
Tony Cole is the name of the next artist on Parlophone Records.
That rhymes with coal mine.
Yes, if only the PA and the focus group and the research department got their act together a bit more, this program would almost be coherently linked from tune to tune. Face in the Window, this one's called. And what's notable about this particular one is that it's produced by Andrew Lug Oldham. Listen to this vinyl. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that is as close as we've ever come to an unplayable, totally knackered single. Ooh. Tony Cole, Face in the Window, from a Parlophone demo. As I say, dig deep. Yeah. We've dug deep in the bargain bin. It was mixed in with that that bucket of nails. I think that's where we found that one.
Beg, Steal or Borrow, which was the New Seekers' entry into the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest.
Who? Tony Cole?
Yeah, apparently.
Mm.
Oh.
I think his tune sounded okay there, Face in the Window.
Yeah, he was on... He also was a songwriter for Cliff Richard's film Take Me High. And The King Is Dead was adapted and released as Gabrielle by Johnny Holiday when it reached number one. Mm. That was 1972.
Oh.
So he's had quite a bit of success then.
Yep. And there we were, lost in the B-side of his demo for Parlophone.
Wow.
Anything more to tell? As I say, it was produced by Andrew Lou Goldham. Connections with the immediate record label and the Small Faces and the Rolling Stones, of course. And there he was, producing that single. Shame we couldn't quite hear what his production should have sounded like. So, Octopus and River now on Penny Farthing Records. The album...
This is the one with the nice the album. Cover of the album cover.
Yes, the lady... Yeah. Like a naked lady, her skin is green, arms and various protuberances, are tentacles like an octopus, and she's wearing white thigh boots.
Quite an intriguing album cover.
So this should sound a bit prog rocky, shouldn't it? Octopus and River.
listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Open windows, gutters flowing, and outside of leap is going well. But here he comes again. When will he learn? Will he learn? Picture in the Daily Mail, he claims it doesn't care. They're on his trail, on his trail. Now as you hear the sirens wailing all around, shadows and darkness find you safety for a while. No time to think, no time to your tracks, there isn't that much time, much time. No time to think, no time to breathe, no time to stop, just time to run. But now there's time to think, there's time to breathe, there's so much time, but there's no time to
think it should be compulsory listening for people over the age of 60 to hear this program every week, Les, because they would learn so much about music that they missed out on.
Especially in this time of lockdown when we've got a captive audience.
if only. That was both sides of the...
Well, we're trying to brighten your day, listener.
That was both sides of the single by Octopus. I'll put the album sleeve on today's page at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Paul and Nigel Griggs.
Yep.
That's all I can find from them. They actually used to open for a lot of bands in the 60s. You know, they was a lot of a jobbing band, really. But, The Thief actually went on to become number one in the late 1970s in Italy.
Oh.
Which resulted in them appearing on a New Year's Eve show, apparently.
So the Italians do have taste, class and style, then. Albeit almost 10 years later.
Almost as much as we have.
Okay. These are the new singles released on the 8th of May 1970. There were 52, just 52 singles this week. Often there's anything up to around 70. Got the Barren Knights. We all know what the Barren Knights used to do. But in this case, they seem to be in serious mode. I've not completely listened to all of the track, but I think they're being serious here. It's on Columbia. It's called Traces. Traces. Like tracing, like tracing paper, or
yeah.
It's torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out well. Traces of love, ribbons from the we'll be right back.
I suppose it's inevitable that we will stumble across the occasional hit single.
The Jacksons,
on the label, Jackson 5 at the time. They were calling themselves on Tamla Motown Records, and ABC, prior to that, the Baron Knights, called Traces. Slightly reminded me of the classics for With Spooky.
I thought it sounded like Frankie Valli, actually, on vocals.
Yeah. Well, you see, it was a high pitch. Yes, it was a high pitch vocal, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. I think it was the instrumental backing I was thinking of with Classics 4 there. And so, yes, these are the singles that you could just possibly. Well, that one certainly, probably in a few weeks' time in 1970, you would have heard on the radio. That is what we're doing. We are playing all, or many, not quite all, but many of the singles, most of which slid.
Never even made it in the chart.
No, slid under the radar. 52 singles released on the 8th of May, 1970. Another hit single here from the Beach Boys, Capitol Records, Al Jardine on the vocals. If I say when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock
me in the cradle.
What would you say the tune was called, Les?
That's Cotton Fields Back Home.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama done rock me in the cradle. In them old cotton fields back home. Just about a mile from the Texarkana, in them the cotton fields back home. Let me tell you now, well, I got near to fix a caught a nail in my tire to a lickety split. I had to walk a long, long way to town. Came along a nice old man with me. He had a hat on. Oh, wait a minute, mister, can you give me some direction? I'm gonna wanna be right off her home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama done rocked me in the cradle.
Listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
First time he put the note was way back in 25, in a one-up-one down home in Tennessee, with trophies round his door and 100 tunes or more. Although the Ramsey quit the Tesla League,
Nashville just a short while out of town. And he grew tobacco on the mountainside. In a string along with Bayard, on occasions he would play. Then soon to form or pick he must decide. Oh, Grey Ramsey, go home. Go home, you banjo picking man. Oh, Grey Ramsey, go home. Go back to Thessaly while you can.
Sorry, there you are. Yee-haw! That was Matthew Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort.
And the Ballad of O'Bray Ramsey on Uni Records, where they would appear shortly and have their massive number one hit with Woodstock.
Woodstock, yeah, quite a difference in styles there.
Yeah.
Maybe they turned country after spending the weekend at the farm.
Probably after drinking too much of Matthew's Southern Comfort, no doubt. While we're in the mood for some country dancing, partner, Apple on a Seesaw is well worth listening to from Maggie Britton.
Love came along, rolling like an apple on a seesaw. I feel good.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Walking down all the broken byways of fallen fleetings and shattered highways where memories of long lost laughter are turning into blue skies above. Lost embraces that step by step are slowly smiling at the lovely dreams we are dreaming of. I've got to say, yeah, we're on our way, babe. Baby, yeah, on our way.
Share my life with you. I do, I do. Everything is good and getting better. We got a good thing growing stronger. Too much of your thing, such a good thing. Sweeter than sugar, sweeter than honey, yeah, yeah. Bet your life I do. Bet your life I do love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love me too. Everything I do just for you, yeah, yeah. You know I do. Bet your life wanna share my life with you. I do, I do. Monday to Monday, each day, Monday.
You know, it was only the second single on Rack Records, RAK 102.
That must have been the last one that Peter Noon made with them, because he left in 71.
Sweeter than honey, yeah, yeah. Bet your life I do. Bet your life I do love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love me too. Everything I do just for you, yeah, yeah. You know I do. Bet your life wanna share my life with you. Share my life.